Stained glass requires a lot of patience. Just ask Summer Harrison of Reflections Gallery here in Chattanooga. Tomorrow evening at 5:30 p.m., she will start teaching a 5-week beginner's course at the gallery on stained glass. Summer, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
You're teaching a course, Introduction to Beginner Stained Glass. What was your introduction to stained glass?
It was purely accidental. It was a very strange way to come into an art that you end up doing as a career. But I actually was looking for a class because my mother wanted to do one terribly as a hobby. And she doesn't like to go to things by herself. So I said, okay, I'll find us a class. There were none. There were none anywhere in Chattanooga anyway. You know, and driving out of town for that was pretty unreachable for us to do on a whim. So it just so happened that a painter who was displaying with our gallery came in, and she just kind of mentioned on the fly, oh, well, I taught stained glass for 30 years. Well, really, would you be interested in giving us a lesson? And that was Daisy Pratt. And she was my original teacher and mentor. She gave us a private lesson. And of all things, my mother decided one for her. And I just loved it. Didn't expect to get into it at all. And here I was. I loved it. Had to have more of it. She said, well, you know, it's a very interesting art form with a lot of depth to it. I can teach you if you're serious about it. And we'll get the tools. We'll get a table. We'll set up. So we did. She got me through my first few pieces and then said, you know, well, I don't have anything major going on in Chattanooga right now. If you would like to host classes here at the gallery, I will teach them. You can be my assistant and my apprentice. And so we did that. We started a studio. She helped me get all the supplies and learn about ordering and setting up. And she taught the classes for the first couple of years. After that, she got other inspiration for theater, actually, and had a job offer and said, all right, well, we've got a class coming up and it's your turn to take the reins. You know enough about it. You are able to do this. I never taught anything in my life. Was terrified of teaching, public speaking. Gave me that first class. I went through the whole thing shaking like a leaf. And after that, I got through it and I thought, this is wonderful. I love teaching people this. This is something that I'm passionate about, that I have fun with, and I love introducing other people to it. So started from there and it's just gone up.
What are some examples of the stained glass that you have created?
Well, we do both techniques in the gallery. So you start in copper foil as a beginner, generally speaking. You don't have to, but it's a safe place to start because it has a little more allowance for the learning curves. So copper foil is the Tiffany technique. It's what you think of when you think of a Tiffany lamp. Much smaller pieces, and they're wrapped in a copper tape. But we also do a lead came technique, which is more your church window installation glass style. So it's much larger shapes, bigger installations. So you've got the two techniques, which you can also mix and match. And then I like to kind of branch out as well and do things in three dimensions. So boxes, sculptural stuff, all kinds of things.
And depending which technique and depending which work you want to create, that determines how long it's going to take you.
Exactly. One of the best things that I tell my students, this is one of the best things about stained glass, is when you learn as a beginner, the theory, the method does not change, just the scale escalates and your time invested escalates. So you don't have to be a genius to do a giant window. You just have to be patient. You have to take your time, you have to learn your techniques, and you just have to go for it.
It's painstaking work, hence the patience.
It is. A lot of people do describe it as tedious. There are people, though, like me out there who love tedious. And there is different levels of stained glass. A lot of people hesitate when they come into it, say, I'm not an artist. I can't do this. I'd love to take a class. It looks cool, but I'm not an artist. That is absolutely not a requirement. You do not have to be artistically involved in any way to get started in stained glass. It can be as very basic and simple as ordering a paint-by-numbers kit. People can just start with a basic pattern someone else has designed, colors somebody else decided looked good this way, and you just follow it from start to finish. But then, you know, I tell everybody, inevitably, you will get creative with it. You can't help it. You want to tweak a little bit here, change this pattern line, change that color, and before you know it, you've designed your own piece and you're on your way.
Making it distinctive.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can put their own spin on it, and there's so many different. I've taught the same class for quite a while now. We have a standard set of patterns that a lot of our beginning students do, and I've seen some of the same patterns over and over, and they look different every single time. I've never seen two the same, and it's amazing. Everybody's got a different eye for it.
What patterns do you give people to start with?
The beginner's course, the copper foil course, it's 5 weeks. So we do a manageable pattern that's about a sheet of paper size. It's a little bit bigger than an 8x10. It's 15 pieces. It does not sound like much, but it will take you all of that 5 weeks to complete. So you end up using about four or five different colors, 15 pieces of glass, and you end up with a window hanging panel that's decent size for what you've put into it.
And there are so many works of stained glass around the world that are iconic and inspiring. Which ones inspire you?
Well, everybody really goes straight to Tiffany when they think about stained glass in America. Tiffany himself and his story in stained glass is amazing, but complicated. And who I go to as my real inspiration is actually a group of women called the Tiffany Girls. So there was a strike, and all the men that worked in his studio as designers and fabricators were striking, and he decided to go to a women's college, hire some ladies who he thought, well, might be able to pull it off. They came in right before the World's Fair. They were helping him design these wonderful panels, did such a stellar job, he kept them on permanently, and they became just legends in their own right, very good designers and fabricators. And those are the women I'm most proud of.
And we talked about scale.
Mm-hmm.
We should also talk about style. How would you describe your style?
I definitely work in a more organic style. So you can think of a lot of stained glasses the same as artistic styles. You've got like the Frank Lloyd Wright prairie style, which I love. It's very clean. It's beautiful, very simple. But it also is kind of limited to that straight lines and standards. So I like to go a little bit more organic. I like flowing lines, not necessarily full Art Nouveau, where you get very swirly and lots of shapes and patterns. But I love, things, trees, kind of naturescapes, things like that.
And the course that you're teaching, people can either bring their own tools or they can buy a toolkit. What are the tools?
So actually, there are some people who would not need the toolkit because maybe they're a friend or family member had a bunch left over in their garage and they've got a few odds and ends, but they may not have everything exactly as we provide in the toolkit. So in that case, we can fill it out. You can add just one or two tools that you need, but the tools basically, like what we provide in the kit, comes with a glass cutter. And a glass cutter in stained glass is just basically a carbide wheel that scores the glass. So that's your most important tool. We also provide a wooden work board, goggles, your breaker grozer tool, which you'll learn about if you come to the class, and some other basic hand tools, soldering material, solder itself, flux, oil, all of your basics, and then some, markers, things like that. So some people do have this stuff that they would like to use. Some of it may be a little old and rusty, but you can always come by and say, hey, is this usable? And I can look over what you've got and tell you. But the toolkit is sold separately from the class, so it's an optional thing.
And this is a 5-week course. At the end of 5 weeks, what will people walk away with?
You'll walk away with a finished colored glass panel. You do not have to have any kind of glass experience, so you start with cutting clear, totally easy picture frame glass. So you just go from cutting clear glass to cutting colored glass, and you end up with a foiled, soldered, finished, patinaed panel ready to hang in your window.
And where can people go online for more information?
Our website always has the current information, as long as I remember to update it. If not, you're welcome to give me a call, but the website is reflectionsgallerytn.com. And then we also have a Facebook page that I keep updated with our class schedule.
And the phone number?
Is 423-892-3072.
All right. Summer, thanks so much.
Thank you.